Thank you, Wanda. Investigators are still piecing together exactly what happened in a deadly boat crash off Miami that claimed the lives of four young people over the holiday weekend. Authorities say the dead were all between the ages of 20 and 24 years old. Two of them were thrown overboard and died after the boat they were riding in crashed into another vessel. Another was also on the boat and was pronounced dead at a local hospital. The fourth was in a second vessel and died immediately. Eight other people were injured and one remains in critical condition. Investigators say the crash occurred just as fireworks were concluding in the waters off Dinner Key. Rescuers struggled to find victims in the dark waters and determine how many people were hurt. One official described it as one of the most chaotic scenes he had ever witnessed. Venezuelans in Miami are commemorating their country's independence with a protest against the government of President Nicolas Maduro. About 150 people dressed in black Saturday and gathered at a Venezuelan restaurant. The protesters placed 43 white wood crosses in the grass to represent deaths that have occurred during months-long protests in Venezuela. South Florida has the largest number of Venezuelans in the United States. Most of them were strongly against the government of late President Hugo Chavez and remain opposed to his successor. The demonstrators called for the opposition leaders in Venezuela and abroad to stand together. Violent anti-government protests have shook Venezuela since February. Demonstrators are upset over the country's soaring inflation rate, food shortages, and high crime. Meanwhile, it's going to get even tougher to find a seat on a flight to Venezuela now. International airlines are cutting, if not ending, their service to the South American country. WLRN's Tim Padgett says that now includes a major U.S. carrier.
Starting this month, American Airlines is slashing the number of flights to Venezuela from the U.S. by 80%, from 48 per week to just 10. All of them will be from Miami, which has the largest Venezuelan community in the U.S. Even so, American had offered four daily flights from Miami to Caracas. That's been cut to one, with one extra on Saturdays and two per week to Maracaibo. Oil-rich Venezuela is suffering one of its worst economic crises. Its dollar reserves are dwindling, so the socialist government is dragging its feet when it comes to paying airlines the hard currency Venezuela owes them for ticket sales there. American is waiting for more than $750 million. A dozen other carriers have also reduced flights to Venezuela. Two, Air Canada and Alitalia, have stopped flying there altogether. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.